Today on his radio show, conservative kingmaker Rush Limbaugh declared Ron Paul is over. Well, yes, Texas Congressman Ron Paul came in third last night, short of what his supporters had hoped for, but with twice as many votes this year as he had in 2008. And this morning on the Today Show, he was asked how he, a libertarian, would distinguish himself from the second runner-up, conservative Rick Santorum.
Conservatives aren't supposed to believe in big government. They're not supposed to regulate your private life. And also, why is it that some conservatives think the more money you spend overseas, the more conservative you are?
The libertarian Ron Paul so believes in a hands-off government so that he didn't give his own kids an allowance for fear it would smack of welfare. But how does that square with his strong anti-abortion stand? Isn't that an interference in the individual's right to choose? We've asked the Paul campaign for a spokesman to talk about all of this. But meanwhile, while we wait, today Jeffrey Miron joins us. He's lecturer in economics at Harvard University, senior fellow at the Cato Institute. His book, Libertarianism from A to Z, we'll have a link of our discussion of that book. While we welcome Jeffrey. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
And you didn't support Ron Paul. You've been advising libertarian candidate Gary Johnson. Why didn't you support Paul?
Well, I agree with Paul on a lot of issues, but overall I find that Gary Johnson is a more consistent and a more thoughtful libertarian. So he approached me, so I was happy to talk to him. There are some ways in which Paul is not quite the textbook or a classic libertarian.
Well, first, give us the thumbnail. What is a libertarian?
So the very short version is libertarians want the government to stay out of your pocketbook, and they want it to stay out of your bedroom as well. So Paul, you know, is very pro-life, not pro-choice. He's signed the Defense of Marriage Act, so he's not particularly sympathetic to gay marriage. And he also has other odd positions, like opposing free trade, which almost all libertarians and all economists, for that matter, support. So he's quirky.
You could say quirky, or, you know, we've been Googling, people say insane. There's a huge debate within the libertarian community. Here's one blogger, very angry. He says, you know, he's not, as you just said, but he says it in a harsher way. He doesn't feel Ron Paul was the true libertarian in the race. Gary Johnson was. Gary Johnson has now told his supporters to support Ron Paul. But this blogger says the GOP can't accept true social libertarianism. True social libertarianism is the legalization of drugs, for instance, and, you know, being pro-choice, allowing people to have their own choice, as you just said. And so what do you think Ron Paul's appeal is if, in fact, within the libertarian community, there are people who have questions?
I think he's partly appealing to a strong sort of anti-war movement that goes across independents, obviously many Democrats, and some parts of the conservative Republican Party. That's one source of his appeal.
Well, but this is where it splits, okay? So there are people maybe even on the left who came to him who are right against war. But then within the Republican Party, people very angry because he also said he doesn't feel it's a good idea to even put pressure on Iran.
Right. So he really doesn't have a natural home with Republicans on foreign policy, not even remotely, because he's extremely isolationist, even more isolationist than many libertarians.
He would say Osama bin Laden shouldn't have even been killed.
That's right. And there are not very many people of any persuasion who would agree with that. And he just makes it sound as though the U.S. will never, ever set foot outside our boundaries at all for any possible purpose. And even to many libertarians, that seems a bit too extreme.
Well, there are the other Ron Paul libertarian issues. He's called for abolishing the Federal Reserve, returning to the gold standard. Now, we're not going to get too deep in here, but Ron Paul says that that would end the corrupt relationship between the government and the Federal Reserve that, you know, he says funded wars, for instance. It would end sort of an imbalance in the economy. Critics say, well, wait a second. You know, the U.S. government has always had relationships with banks even before mm-hmm. we changed from the gold standard relatively recently. Do you think that is resonating with voters?
I think that is resonating with some voters. I think that many libertarians are overly critical of the Fed and have way too much faith in the gold standard. So I'm actually a bit of an outlier amongst libertarians because I think while they have a point, they take it to such an extreme that it's nutty. Ron Paul seems to think that everything bad that's ever happened in the whole world is due to the Federal Reserve, and that just can't possibly be right. But certainly there was all this frustration with bailouts that the Fed was part of, and so that's certainly a piece of his appeal right now, across party lines in some cases.
But then wouldn't that naturally lead you to think there should be more government regulation of Wall Street, which libertarians in the Ayn Rand fashion are against.
Well, libertarians would argue that many, not necessarily absolutely all, but most regulation actually aided and abetted the need for the bailouts and the bad behavior because it protected banks and gave them incentive to engage in the bad behavior. So that's a much wonkier, much harder question to analyze. And that's why I think calm libertarians have some reservations about the Fed, but they don't go to this extreme that obviously the Fed is the source of all evil conclusion that Paul comes to.
Well, and then there are the newsletters. These are old newsletters sent out by his campaign. He disavows them, says he didn't even know about them. People question how he could not know. But they are racist. They're homophobic. They say things like racial violence will fill our cities. This is in 1989 because mostly black welfare recipients will feel justified in stealing from mostly white haves. Another letter says, I think we can assume that 95% of the black men in Washington, D.C. are semi-criminal or entirely criminal. Are libertarians racist? Do they believe that blacks are some sort of subset?
No, not at all, not even remotely. And on that sort of issue, that's why many libertarians really have an extremely hard time endorsing Paul. I in particular, one reason why I was in favor of Gary Johnson, not in favor of Ron Paul. And it's not just that these things came out a long time ago. They had his name on them repeatedly over a series of years, and he did not pay enough attention to know at the time to stop them and to find out who did it and make sure that person was never associated with him or his ideas again. And still to this day, he doesn't know. He claims not to know who wrote them and won't tell us anything about who wrote them.
So, Jeffrey Miron, is Ron Paul's success, this is a huge success. I mean, he doubled his votes. Mitt Romney stayed pretty much the same as he was in 2008. Is this success a good thing for libertarians or not?
I think that's a hard call. I am not so sure it's a good thing for libertarians. I don't think he presents a calm, thoughtful, rational face for libertarianism. I think he presents relatively cranky, some people would go much farther, as you suggested, quirky, nutty, insane version. And I don't think that's the right view of libertarians. I think libertarians are capable of compromise and moderation, even though they would clearly like to nudge us in a particular direction of less government.
What's the buzz in the libertarian world today?
Well, the buzz is what it usually is. We're frustrated because we don't see an obvious person to be that calm, rational, balanced, well-spoken advocate for libertarianism. Maybe, you know, Paul's son, Rand Paul, governor, senator from Kentucky, who is not, his personality is different. He comes across as a more serious, normal politician.
Well, right now, Ron Paul is the face of libertarianism for many Americans. Jeffrey Miron, lecturer in economics at Harvard University, senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Again, his book, Libertarianism from A to Z. Jeffrey, thanks as always.
My pleasure.